T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Man is Enunwa. Darnold, plays fake, looking, throws across the field to the left, and it's intercepted on his first pass. Intercepted near side, taking it down the sideline. Quandre Diggs into the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit. Calamity for the Jets to open the season. Shotgun for Darnold on a 3rd and 2 at the 41 of Detroit. Darnold, pump fake. He's got time. Darnold launches a deep one towards the end zone, and it is caught. Oh, Robbie Anderson. What a grab. Touchdown, Jets. The pass from Darnold to the left, caught by Enunwa. Enunwa turns it upfield. Spin move inside. Enunwa breaks the plane for the touchdown. Sam Darnold to Enunwa. 21 yards, and the Jets go back in front.
Ooh, your kisses, sweeter than honey. Ooh, and guess what?
Stafford takes the snap, looks, slings it, intercepted, picked off at the 35 by Darren Lee. Lee running down the right sideline for the touchdown. Darren Lee picks off Stafford, and Lee takes it to the house. Riddick, the intended receiver, and the Jets add to their lead. The punt from Martin Roberts. He's been effective as a return man. Catches it near side 24. Works his way middle of the field. 35-40. Breaks a tackle to the 50. Roberts into Detroit territory. Down the left sideline. He's not going down. Roberts all the way for the touchdown.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on The Fan.
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here. Of course, till 1 o'clock, then CMB will come your way. The great Renaissance man, Brian Riscona, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Terrific job in the opening with Riscona there. A lady soul who just passed away, the legendary, the great Aretha Franklin, and respect. And, of course, the calls heard from Westwood One, and how fittingly that it's the great Iron Eagle doing those calls. What a night for the Jets. I mean, I don't know how well. I mean, let's be honest. You know, maybe you thought they'd win the game. Nobody saw coming what we saw last night. I mean, this was just a beatdown of the Detroit Lions in every phase of the game. And we were seeing things. I mean, obviously, Sam Darnold, we'll get to Darnold. But what we saw by the defense, 5 interceptions, are you kidding me? An interception return for a touchdown, a punt return for a touchdown. What? Come on, in the same game? I think I was 15 the last time that happened. It actually was 2011. That's the last time that happened in a game for the Jets. But, and then, of course, the quarterback who starts out with the INT for a TD. And I got to say, he really didn't bother me too much. I actually thought it was funny. I got to be honest. I'm like, this would be typical. This is typical Jets. Here's our quarterback. We've been waiting for this guy. Hopefully he's going to be the guy. And he throws a pick 6 on the first play. Well, after that, I mean, bro, he couldn't have played better as far as I'm concerned.
You know, when you look back on it, I'm glad that Diggs got in the end zone for a touchdown, because that allowed Sam Darnold within seconds to get back on the freaking football field.
That's a great point.
And start playing.
Yep.
If he picks it off and, let's say, goes down at the Jet 10-yard line, and now we've got to just watch slowly the Lions eventually punching in for a touchdown, Sam Darnold's got to stand there and stew. He got to immediately get back on the field. And even though they ended up punting on that drive, ESPN never told us there was a penalty, holding penalty on the kickoff.
I'll tell you what, let's be honest. I mean, the play-by-play crew there, it was tough. Especially Brian Greasy, who I thought was terrible.
I didn't think they were awful. I think you got to give us the information. Okay?
No question.
When the Jets start at their own 13-yard line.
But isn't that up to them? They should be telling us that.
You're right. So I guess
who's going to tell us that?
Yeah, you guess you're right. Well, the graphic. Don't they usually have a graphic that flashes on the screen that says holding or whatever?
I mean, come on.
Either way, I know the Jets start at the 13-yard line. I'm thinking to myself, that didn't just happen.
Yeah.
Cousin Roberts got the ball to the 25-yard line. What are they talking
about?
You
know, Brian's playing respect, you know, to start the show. And there you go. No respect, because did we get their A team doing this game?
No, of course not. No. The B team.
No. Exactly.
I mean, usually the B team is for the 10 o'clock game.
Right.
But no, of course not.
Well, it was Gruden. It was the Raiders and the Rams. You know the whole
game. Game was at 10 o'clock at night. Nobody on the East Coast is watching unless you're degenerates.
Right.
Or you just can't sleep
at night. Or you're a Raider or a Ram fan.
Yeah, that too. But the fact that he was able to get back on the field immediately.
No question about
and
it.
And convert on a 3rd and 6.
Yep.
You know, move down the field a little bit, relax a little bit, I think was so important, because then when they got the football back with great field position.
Yeah, after the first punt return by Roberts.
And that was underrated. Andre Roberts.
Oh, what a game he had. Oh, my God.
Awesome game.
Oh.
And that was a huge play because it set Sam up.
Yep, short
with
field.
Excellent field position.
Yep.
And I thought Sam on that drive made a great play with his legs, converting to Quincy Enunwa on a play that I thought was going to be overturned, but it wasn't, mainly because I think for the first week of the season, they're not really overturning a lot of things.
Yeah, I thought they were going to overturn that too. I believe that was the drive he had that run for first down as well, Donald. I think it was on that drive as well.
I think that was a drive later.
Was that the field goal drive that made it 10-7?
Yeah, I think it was the field goal drive, yeah.
Okay.
But you started to see these positive things from him. And so the pick six sucked. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah,
it wasn't great. You don't want to be down 7-0.
No.
And it kind of annoyed me. And this is the beauty. You don't have to see this on Twitter. I did see a lot of this is typical Jets, like you said.
I'm sure.
But that's not typical Jets. Typical Jets would be tore his ACL and he's done for the year.
That's true.
He made a mistake. It happens. How about the play call? What the hell were they calling?
I didn't have a great problem with the play call because let's let the kid do something immediately. I didn't have a great problem. The only play call I had a problem with was the 3rd and 1 from the 31-yard line when they're in field goal position. I think it was 10-7 at that point. And Bates, who had a good game outside of this, decides, I'm going to run a reverse with Robbie Anderson. I need a yard, so let me pitch it 10 yards back. Okay? And he loses 9 yards and they're out of field goal range. That was the one call that bothered me all night. Outside of that, I thought Bates called a very good game.
Yeah, 3rd and 1. You've got Crowell.
Run the ball up the middle,
Powell,
all right?
You've got
exactly.
And you also have an offensive line that overall had a tremendous
game. They were very good.
I mean, Kelvin Beachum played really well at left tackle.
Good, no doubt.
And this was an offensive line that didn't have a lot of time together in the preseason, and it turned out not to matter. And this game reminds you, the preseason doesn't mean a damn
thing. Look how bad the special teams were in the preseason.
Oh, it was awful.
Right.
The penalties, the special
terrible.
Teams. It was a continuation of last year. This game was nothing like last year.
Nothing.
There's nothing about this game like last year.
Nothing.
And it was great just to watch Sam immediately respond to that adversity and shut everybody up. Not just Jet fans, but even I saw some Giant fans, you know, look at Sam Darnold. He looks great. It was one freaking play.
Yep.
Give the kid a shot.
Brett Favre also, by the way, threw an interception for a touchdown on his first pass of his career.
Winston as well.
Yeah, I know. Those are the other guys. Those are the guys.
Those are the guys.
But I'll take the Favre's career as long as it's the Packer career. not the 1 year with the Jets.
Yeah, seriously.
But I thought the most impressive moment of this game for me for the Jets and Donald comes after the Lions come back, they tie the game, they go right down the field with the help of two penalties, by the way, two terrible penalties to give them that touchdown. They had too many men on a field penalty. And then they had that, what's his name, Nickerson. The guy gets
taunting.
On the field for his first play. Guy never played a second, and he's taunting a guy.
Yeah.
What are you doing? And that basically set up the touchdown and tied the game. And then the Jets get the ball, and Donald marches him right down the field for the go-ahead touchdown. To me, that was the most impressive part of the game.
Yeah, because that was the moment in time, early third quarter, where you wondered, where's this game going?
Right. That's
where
exactly right.
Where is this going?
Yep.
There's been a lot of positives. You felt good. But now it's a tie game. The Lions march down the field like you mentioned so easily. Where's it going? And it was boom, 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 boom. He did it so fast.
Unbelievable.
And Quincy Enunwa.
Oh, how good was he last night?
He was excellent.
Welcome back, Quincy Enunwa.
I mean, you almost forgot about him. He didn't play last year. He was a real non-factor in the preseason because I think he only played in one game.
Nobody played. He had a thumb injury, too. So.
Right. You didn't see the chemistry developing between Sam Darnold and Quincy Enunwa, but you certainly saw it yesterday. That was his favorite target.
No question.
He was going after Quincy, and he gets in the end zone for that 22-yard touchdown. And from that moment, you started to think, wait a second, they may actually win this game.
I know.
And then it was a blitzkrieg.
And right after that, the Darren Lee. How about Darren Lee? And I've been all over Darren Lee. He's not an NFL linebacker. Well, he certainly looked like an NFL linebacker last night. The two picks, the one for the touchdown. He made a bunch of tackles. He almost had another pick as well that he got his hands on. And I'll tell you, one thing that I really was impressed with the defense was the speed of this defense. They got some speed on this defense, bro. I haven't seen that from a Jet defense. I really haven't.
It was very, very impressive, especially I think it was in the first half when they lose Trumaine Johnson for a few drives.
Yeah, he didn't have a great game, by the way.
He did have an interception, but
he gives
overall.
The ball right back after he fumbles on it.
That's very
frustrating. He did get hit pretty hard on the play, but still.
That was a great hit on him.
It was.
It really was. Yep. But Buster's screen was out for a little bit.
Yep.
And overall, this was just a really strong effort by this defense. I mean, this was a strong effort by everybody.
Everybody.
Sam Darnold's going to get all the attention, rightfully so, because he's the hope. He's the dream, the franchise quarterback we haven't seen in a million years. But every aspect of this team was brilliant.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Another guy I want to single out, too, is Henry Anderson. Okay,
yes.
They got him in a deal from the Colts. And he, you know, he didn't get a lot. You know what I mean? They didn't sack the quarterback last night at all. But, I mean, he got some pressure. I mean, they banged Matt Stafford around a little bit. And how bad was Stafford in this game?
He was awful. No, he was terrible. This was one of the worst performances he's ever had. They even knocked him out for a few plays when Matt Castle eventually came in on that sandwich hit where they really crushed him. It was Henderson, like you mentioned.
And Leonard Williams.
And Leonard Williams who actually showed up. I mean, everybody showed up. Who had a bad game last night?
There was nobody that had a bad game. I mean, you got something out of Terrell Pryor. And that one drive, he caught a couple nice passes. I think they got something with him. We hope. We'll see. Like you said, the offensive line, the running game was unbelievable. 169 yards rushing. Crowell had two touchdowns. That 62-yard run down the sideline, where I basically thought at that point the Lions quit. They didn't even want to touch him.
It felt that way.
Right? The Lions had quit. I mean, there was no doubt about it.
It became comical really after the Darren Lee interception.
From
that moment on.
Pretty much, right.
It was this comical, just comical for us.
Right.
It sure as hell wasn't funny for
any
Lions.
We don't have many of these kind of games, bro.
No.
I mean, are you kidding me?
A game in which within 2.5 minutes, you had an interception return for a touchdown. That never happens. You had a special teams touchdown. Cousin Andre Roberts taking it back 78 yards.
You guys, you're going to get number 19 jersey?
I may have to.
It's not Keyshawn now.
No, not quite. Then a few plays later, another interception. I mean, it was a joke. And then the Lions miss a field goal for good measure.
Right.
Why not?
They did miss a field goal.
That was after a big drop by Golden Tate.
Yep.
And then, because it's not enough. It's not enough at 41-17. Isaiah Crowell goes 62 yards to the house.
And I know you disagree with this, but to me, at that point, Donald's got to be out of the game. I mean, I was screaming this. Is the one thing about last night outside of that dumb call by Bates with the Anderson play, which turned out to be a non-factor. You know, God forbid, and they even had him throw a couple passes on the last drive. God forbid somebody fumbles and he tries to tackle somebody and tears his knee up in a game that they've got in the bag.
That would be jet-like.
Right. Well, that's why I wanted him out of the game.
It
turned out okay, but that definitely was on my mind. All right, the game's over. Get him out. You know, that was me.
A year from now, 2 years from now, maybe even 6 weeks from now, I agree. Right now, the kid just needs experience.
Right.
He just needs to be out there. And sure, there's risks. There's risks in everything. I mean, football's a violent
game. I think they wanted him to finish the game.
Yeah.
I think they wanted him to, you know, to be the one taking the knee at the end.
That doesn't matter as much to me. If that's their thought, great. That's whatever.
Right.
I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking, you know what? Game experience. And I know he's got two more games coming up in a very short period of time.
That was another reason I wanted him out.
But you know what? I think that when you're a young player in this league And Sam was very honest after the game because they asked him, were you nervous? And he's like, yeah, I was nervous, man. Right. First game.
He looked nervous.
He looked nervous on the first play.
He did on that
after
play.
After that. You know, honestly, even the second drive, it was a solid drive.
There was some moments, a little bit. I would agree with that.
I think it started to click on that third drive.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of underrated things in this game. Like when Sam took a bad sack that knocked him out of field goal
range. He did take one bad sack. He sacked twice. He took one bad sack. Both of those sacks, by the way, occurred when they went empty backfield five wide.
Yes.
Both of the sacks.
Yes. But what I thought was really huge on one of them is that on the very next play, it's third and 20. They hand off to Crowell, goes 15 yards, gets him right back at a field goal range, and then Jason Myers bangs a field goal anyway.
You're right.
But overall, all the way around, I don't remember the last time you could say this about a Jet game. Every aspect, including the coaching, was awesome.
Yeah, in every aspect. It was fun. You're a Jet fan, man. It was fun to watch. And we don't get a lot of games like that over the years, but it was terrific. And, you know, the bottom line, though, the most important thing, you know, and again, I've been down this road too many times. I've been burned over and over for the last 50 years. We could go on and on with these guys, with these quarterbacks. The kid looks like he's for real. He does look that way.
And I've laid this out over the last few months, even before that, about why and it's because of you, why I feel this could really be it. You've always said, rightfully so, when a team is cursed, if you will, they need something epic to overcome it. The Red Sox came back from 3-0 down.
Right.
The Cubs came back from 3-1 down. Yeah, the Cavs in the finals.
Yep.
The way the Jets ended up with Sam Darnold is epic.
Yeah,
it is
true.
They were supposed to go 0-16.
Right.
They didn't.
Right, right.
They have the sixth pick in the draft. Suck for Sam. No way they're getting him. They have the sixth pick.
Right.
They trade up for three. No way they're getting him.
Right.
And then miraculously he falls, including the team they share a building with passing on him.
Yep.
The way they ended up with this guy, to me, fits the bill of what you describe as something epic.
Well, I mean, that's you know, look, I didn't think we got a little help from the Browns, too, because they took Baker Mayfield at number one. So,
sure.
We down the road one day, if this kid's holding the Lombardi Trophy, bro, and I'm still on this earth, hopefully, if that's going to happen, we will thank the Cleveland Browns and the Giants.
No doubt.
No doubt about it.
Brian Billick will join us in the 12 o'clock hour. We've got the Yankee Turning Point Contest. Your call's next. Midday show till 1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.